Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and here with us in the studio, as he is at this time each week, is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Why don't you just move in by now?
I'm waiting for the cot and the turndown service and all the other amenities, and I have received none of them, so you get on that, and then I'll move in. How are you?
I'm doing great, and last week I left everyone with a challenge. I said, start with the name Francis Drake. Rearrange the letters, and you can spell 2 6-letter words. The first, a type of container. The second, what that container might hold. What are those words? They are carafe and drinks.
Aha. Okay, Ian, October 21st, 2015 is the date that Marty McFly and Doc Brown travel to in Back to the Future Part 2. Screenwriter Bob Gale has said the reason that date was chosen is because in the movie, Marty notices that the Chicago Cubs win the World Series, and October 21st was, at the time, a date on which that could have plausibly happened.
Not November 2nd.
To commemorate our time-traveling friends, each correct answer this week will contain either the word back or future.
Okay, I'll try to be present.
A wisecracking teacher returns to James Buchanan High School in Brooklyn, his alma mater, to teach a group of remedial students named Vinny, Juan, Freddie, and Arnold. Hijinks ensue, and lessons are learned on what 1970s sitcom?
That is Welcome Back, Cotter, with a theme by our friend John Sebastian.
That is all very correct. Good job. And the other bonus fact about that, they put out a Welcome Back, Cotter board game that was called the Up Your Nose with a Rubber Hose game.
That sounds terrible.
It's the worst game of operation ever. An organization founded at Virginia Polytechnic Institute and whose mission includes promoting agricultural education changed its name in 1998 to the National FFA Organization, incorporating the name it had been known by since 1928. What does FFA stand for?
The Future Farmers of America.
That is correct. And some notable FFA alumni include President Jimmy Carter, singer John Mellencamp,
Natch,
and former baseball and football star Bo Jackson.
Really? Bo knows farming.
Here lies Arthur, king once and king to be. The inscription on Arthur's tomb, according to Sir Thomas Malory, provided the inspiration for what novel, the first section of which was originally a standalone work called The Sword and the Stone.
I'll say The Once and Future King.
That is correct, The Once and Future King. By what name do we know the area, considered by its neighborhood association to be bounded by, quote, the Charles River on the north, Arlington Street to Park Square on the east, Columbus Avenue, Huntington Avenue, Dalton Street, and the Massachusetts Turnpike on the south, and Charles Gate East on the west?
I don't know if I know this.
If you think of the category, that may help you.
Is it the Back Bay?
Back Bay is correct, yes. The Back Bay section of Boston, indeed.
All right.
See?
We got there.
Good, very, very good. It only took you 269 shows to understand how this works. And finally, in addition to I'll Be Back, a song recorded for A Hard Day's Night but not used in the film, there are two other Beatles songs that fit the category. What are they?
One of them is arguably my favorite Beatles song, so I'll say Get Back.
That is one.
Can I figure out the other one?
I hope so.
We're back in the USS, back in the USS, back in the USSR.
All of that, yes. Very good. And Get Back is the only Beatles song that credits an artist outside the group. It is credited to the Beatles with Billy Preston, who also played with them during their famous rooftop concert final performance ever. Well, Ian was going about 88 miles an hour there. Did you fix your flux capacitor? Let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
Really, folks, it's your density to visit wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge. Mike?
Start with the phrase time travel. Change one letter to a W, and you can rearrange the result to spell the 10-letter name of a place close to where Ian and I are right now. What is the place?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I will get working on that challenge, and we'll be back at this same time next week. I hope we pass the audition.
We are out of time.